Very nice bashara. Very, very nice bashara, but yeah. Damayandi, thank you for very nice. So Hare Krishna, I'm sorry I'm after the festival we are all a little late, but we are starting now. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much for coming. This is the second part of our little, I would call it Gauranga Katha, where we hear about the beautiful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, as well as look upon a particular important spiritual point for us to learn and take home. Now, before I would like to start this session, I want to invite all of you to chant with me the 12 names of Lord Nityananda. Anyone who does chant these names, he will be empowered to enter the deep subject matter which we will discuss today. I'm a little disorientated. Where is the piece of paper? It is. Can you all see from this position? Yes, Vijay, you can. Let us please chant. Jaya, Jaya, Sri Chaitanya.
Jaya
Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya.
Nityananda Ram.
Nityanando Vadutendu.
Vasudha
Pranavallabha. Jana Vijivita Pati. Krishna Prema Prada Prabhu. Padmavati Sutta Shriman. Sachinandana Purvaja. Bhavan Mato Jagatrata. Rakta Gaura Kalevara. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. My dear devotees, we will today relish text 5 of the Satchishunashtakam of Raghunath Das Goswami. You must know that Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of a very wealthy man whose father totally opposed him to become a devotee of Lord Krishna and join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After a long, long struggle, he finally arrived in Jagannath Puri. He went by the forest paths and he arrived after considerable hardships in Puri, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu greeted him with the following sentence. He addressed the family background of Raghunath Das Goswami, all very, very rich people, and he said that Lord Krishna was so kind to you to engage you in spiritual life. Your whole family are like worms who enjoy the refuse. Now, you are picked up out of the refuse stool, and you have been brought to the fortunate position of Krishna consciousness, life. I find this very important in order to understand why Raghunath Das Goswami was so incredibly grateful to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu was that Krishna who had appeared in young Raghunath's life and had given him both the knowledge and the strength to act upon the knowledge so that he could really forsake his material background and join his lotus feet. Raghunath Das Goswami lived the life of an ascetic in Puri. He was given to the direct instruction of a spiritual teacher, Swarup Damodar Goswami, who became his guru and instructed him in all matters. And Raghunath Das Goswami was a personal witness to many of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left planet Earth, Raghunath Das Goswami's heart was torn, and from that rift within his heart, a constant ocean of tears burst forward. Every day, he couldn't stay in Puri, because everywhere where he looked, he was reminded of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When he looked at the ocean, he remembered all these lovely scenes where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had sat on that bank of that very ocean and had instructed his devotees. When he looked at the roads of Puri, Raghunath Das Goswami heard in his mind the wonderful kirtans of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, which had sent all the participants right there to the highest experience of love of Godhead. He saw the Lord dancing and dancing and pouring forth from his eyes showers of tears which wettened the devotees. When Raghunath Das Goswami looked at Puri, he could only see Gauranga, and the fact that Gauranga was missing, as paradoxical as this might sound. So he left Puri, went to Vrindavan, he stayed at Radhakund, and he composed beautiful prayers to both Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. But he also, on top of this, opened every day the door of his little kutir, little house, and sat before it to give a 4-hour long discussion about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My goal in life is that when I become older and I don't have so much other seva, I also want to just sit somewhere and just talk every day for 4 hours about Chaitanya, and then die while saying Gaura, Gaura, Gaura. So one of the verses which he composed during this time, a verse which is full of his mood of separation from Gauranga, will be chanted and discussed today.
Nidatve Gaudiyan Jagati Parigriya Prabhuriman Hare Krishna Tyevam Ganana Vidana Kirta Yatabo Iti Prayam Shiksham Janakaivatebhya Paridishan Shachi Shuno King Menayana Sharanim Yasyati Punaha. Oh, will the son of Sachi again walk on that blessed path which leads to my eyes? This Sachinandan, Gaudahari, accepted the people of Bengal as his own, and he taught them like a loving father by saying, please chant the Hare Krishna mantra a fixed number of times. Will it ever happen that my beloved Lord will again walk on that path which directly leads to my eyes? Raghunath Das Goswami is here remembering a particularly and beautiful pastime which appears in his heart almost like a movie appears on the screen.
Srila Prabhupada told all of us that we all have a TV in our heart. We don't need to purchase one. He referred to that ability within a devotee to close his eyes and open his heart for remembering Krishna and his form and his qualities and Leela. Prabhupada said, you have a TV in your heart, but it is broken at the moment. The repair process is called Krishna consciousness. So all of you are soon, if you continue your repair work, able to have this divine visions happen in the heart. And here is one which Raghunath Das Goswami sees. He had heard this from his spiritual master Swarup Damodar, who was present there. When every morning, as the sun was rising in the east, the inhabitants of Navadvip would go to see their Lord. Everyone brought a gift to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who accepted this gift in his hands. These were gifts of bananas, gifts of ghee, yogurt, and attractive flower garlands. From this we can learn, if we go to the temple, we should not come empty-handed. Bring some bananas, some flowers, some flour, sugar, ghee, whatever, and present it as a gift. So then Mahaprabhu went to these devotees, who were his devotees in all his incarnations. They had come when he was Krishna. They had come when he was Varaha, Matsya, Kurma. And they certainly had now come when he was Gauranga. And Mahaprabhu visited them, told them, may you all attain devotional service to Krishna. Then he said, do not speak about anything other than the names and the gunas, the qualities of Krishna. My dear devotees, if you would like, you can do a little meditational practice. Please look at this picture which I'm holding before you. Do you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the picture, or is it too far away from you? Anandavaran, little far, isn't it? We have a picture there of Gauranga Mahaprabhu dancing. I think you all must have a picture of Gauranga Mahaprabhu somewhere in your memory. Maybe a picture from a book, maybe a picture from an altar, or maybe the beautiful deities of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So just imagine that you are coming to visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he sits. I'm very sorry that you can't see. Well, I have an idea. We can pass it around. You can just look at it while I'm talking to you. No? And I would be so grateful if you return the picture to me, Taras. You can just listen as I talk. I don't think it's wise to go in a meditative state with a full meal of prasadam in our body. That's not advised in yoga to do it. It's good to listen. So, if you would approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you would hear already from a few kilometers away kirtan, because the instruction of Gauranga Mahaprabhu was to his devotees to always sing the holy name. So there was really non-stop or 24 hours kirtan going on. So after
then if you would approach closer, you would see some other devotees, and they would talk about the beautiful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, of Krishna, and so on. Mahaprabhu had this rule that his devotees were just simply not allowed to speak about anything else than Krishna.
Wow, that is that's the baby of Amara. He's really strong. Oh,
no, he's taken care.
Really a powerful. He will either become a pujari or a rock and roll singer. Did you hear that? My God, was that loud.
Mother takes care, huh? Milk, yes. I could also understand that very clearly. So, Mahaprabhu would just not allow his devotees to talk about prajalpa, worldly things. When Mahaprabhu would see any one of his devotees like me,
one moment, I'm not yet ready,
without any tilak, he would say, you look like a graveyard. Graveyard means a place where dead people are staying. You know? He said, anyone who doesn't put the sign on his head that he is a devotee of Krishna, the tilak, looks like a dead person to be placed under the in the graveyard. That was what he said. He was very strict, and he sent his students home. If they had forgotten to apply the tilak, they had to have a tilak, and not like me. You know. that is Mahaprabhu's standard. He really trained his devotees and insisted that they keep this, to stay not in the material world, but in the spiritual world. And that happens when you dedicate your body to Krishna. This is a sign that you do so. And then you dedicate your words to Krishna. You think, you talk about Krishna all the time. That's all you say. And you are also in the spiritual world if you dedicate your thoughts to Krishna. If you want to live in the spiritual world, even though you are in Germany or Austria or Poland, then you have to dedicate your body to Krishna, your words to Krishna, and your thoughts to Krishna. That's the way out. Whenever your thoughts are not with Krishna, you know you enter the material world. Whenever your words are not with Krishna, you know you enter the material world further. And whenever your body is engaged in material sense gratification and not with Krishna, you know you enter the world really deep. So the way out is to start in that succession. First engage the body, then the speech, and then finally the thoughts. This is how you make advancement in Krishna consciousness. First you only act with your body, then it comes into your words, you speak like a devotee, and finally that's the most difficult thing. You think like a devotee. No? In that order. So if you want to become a devotee, start with the body. Start doing service. And start speaking about Krishna. And then finally you would think about him. So anyone who would visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear devotees, he would see these activities. Devotees would chant. Devotees would do jap of the holy name, and they would speak about Krishna. Krishna this, Krishna that, Krishna this, and then they would be able to finally approach Gauranga. Then the Lord personally instructed everyone, hear the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and be happy. Then he said the Hare Krishna Mantra, I want to request you, one moment. Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Again, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Well, the Lord said something important, very, very important. This is the Maha Mantra. All of you, go and chant this mantra according to a prescribed number. Now the word he, Mahaprabhu, uses, and this is one of the rare instructions where he says how we should chant, is Nirbandha, chant with a Nirbandha. One translation is chant with a fixed number of rounds. Sometimes devotees ask, why should I have a fixed number of rounds? Why not sometimes this much and then another time that much? Or sometimes when I feel I chant, and when I don't feel like chanting, or there's too much to do during the day, I don't chant. Why? The answer is that if you want to establish a relationship with someone, you have to be consistent in the relationship. Imagine Taras and me want to become friends. And I meet Taras today, and Taras has all the time for me. He says, would you like to make a walk? Yes. And at the end of the walk, he says, I kept some prasadam here for you. Would you like to eat? He says, very much. I'm so hungry from the walk. Now I would walk away from Taras thinking this is a good relationship. Now imagine tomorrow I would go to Taras. Taras would look at me. Who are you? I'm Sachinanda Swami. Did I fast that you don't recognize? Which Sachinanda Swami? I'm from Germany. Don't you remember, Taras? Yesterday we met and you gave me prasadam. Yes, but today I'm really not up to our friendship. Today I have no time for you, really. This would send a sign to me. If Taras would show me one day a warm shoulder and another day a cold shoulder, I would think I cannot make a relationship, because maybe the day after tomorrow he kills me. Or even if the day after tomorrow he would have time and says, do you want to drive with me to... would you like to drive somewhere to a forest where we can walk? I would say, Taras, there are many people you can drive to the forest with. You know, if you deal with Krishna in that way, that one day you have time for him, another time not, what will Krishna think? How serious is your relationship? Isn't it? If an ordinary human being feels insecure about a relationship, when one day it's hot and the other day it's cold, how will Krishna feel, Vijay? Isn't it? That's why you have to be consistent in your japa. You have to show Krishna, I care for this relationship. That's almost the only way you can be sure. You can show him, I care. I deeply care. I'm there for you. This is why every day you chant a fixed number of rounds
whatever the it is which you can do, it's I care. I really want to encourage those of you who are not chanting their 16 rounds any longer to start with a number which is possible for you, maybe 4 rounds a day or 2 rounds a day or 6 rounds a day, but have these rounds, call them I care for you Krishna rounds. Huh? And you will see, as you do this, your appetite for chanting will return very easily and smoothly. So this is the first translation of Mahaprabhu's instruction, chant with the Nirbandha, fixed number of rounds. But there's more to come. Nirbandha also means a fixed concentration. And a concentration really means a unity, listen to this, of action and of thought. Nirbandha means to bring together and bind. Band, a band. So in chanting, we bring two things together, our body and our lips. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then we bring our mind to it and we bind it together. So now, oops. It's like a conch shell is bound together in a mudra, in a band. Is what you need to know. If you want to improve your japa, you must chant with the Nirbandha. Bring the thought to where your action is. Nirbandha also translates as enthusiasm. And Nirbandha also, I want to fix on this, means when Mahaprabhu says chant with the Nirbandha, he also means have a determination while you chant to attain your desired goal. Today, a very nice devotee who's with us for this day, maybe also for tomorrow, Ram Prabhu, you will stay today and tomorrow also, or yes, gave us a yoga class. And in the beginning of a yoga class, a fantastic yoga experience, he said, before we start, we must make a sankalpa, that is an intention, which will go with us throughout the practice. And in this way, our practice will become perfect. And it is seen that if you bring your mind to what you do, your doing becomes very, very powerful. But if you amputate your thought or your mind from what you do, and you do thoughtless activity, it's not working. In yoga, we know when we put our mind and our concentration, our body will be able to relax and go through the asanas very easily. If we don't do that, our body can be stiff, and if we go a little bit over our natural limitation, we can even inflict harm on the body. However, if the mind is there, in the thing, when the sankalpa is with you, you can find yourself your body gets influenced by the mind. If you want, you can make an experiment. You can feel sad, and you will see how your body all of a sudden loses power and you slump over. Depressed. If you then feel positive, put a positive frame in your mind, the body immediately responds. The body is totally under the control of the mind. And it works the other way also. The body is under the control of the mind, and the mind is under the control of the body. You can't feel miserable when you go like this, the Gauranga position. You know, it's not possible. It just doesn't work. Your mind, miserable. What is misery for a moment? I show you. You go like this. Oh yeah, now it works. It's so much connected. We learn this in yoga psychology. And soon when you will, I'm working at this moment on this in my Vedic way, and it's really amazing things come out. So Mahaprabhu said, you must be, when you chant, you must bring your mind and you must be determined to reach your desired goal. What Nibbanda also means is, you should bring an affectionate respect for your practice. When you say like this, I like japa, it's very nice, and you, some Vaishnavas, even in order to indicate that they love the japa, they chant and have the bibek here where the heart is. But if you are in the mood, is, oh no, japa, I don't like to finish this. You won't have Nibbanda in your chanting. So Mahaprabhu's instructions, which he provided us to bring that, make the chanting all we can make it, is this one word. Iha japa giya saba kariya Nibbanda. You must chant with the Nibbanda. Means fixed concentration, fixed number of rounds, unity of thought and action, enthusiasm, determination to attain your desired goal, and affectionate respect for the practice. And then, Mahaprabhu closed the chapter on the Mahamantra by saying, if you do this, every one of you will attain all perfection. Always chant. There is no other prescription. That's what Mahaprabhu came to teach. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains to us that a devotee who is fixed in the regulative principles of Vaidhi Bhakti, to him the holy name gives the jewel of independence. He will be inspired, enthusiasm, and he will place that devotee who chants the Hare Krishna mantra on the path of spontaneous devotion. Once one is overcome by spontaneous attachment to the Lord, at that time the devotee becomes absorbed in love for Krishna. Mahaprabhu's idea was, when you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, everything will come to you which you want in your spiritual life, because really everything is already there within you. It just needs to be brought out. And Mahaprabhu's great devotee Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave us an example which helps us to understand how the perfection, it lies already within us and is awakened by the chanting. He gave the example of a rose flower which is in the beginning not visible as a rose flower. It's just a bud, a green bud, in Deutsch Knospe. Then, when you sprinkle the rose flower, it will begin to open, and you can't understand. Well, that's a rose. Wow! Then, the same rose flower will take on a reddish hue, like a devotee who has fallen in love, will blush, Hare Krishna. And then, finally, the rose flower will do some activities. That means fragrance will spread from it. You just need to water it. So if you water your seed of devotion within you, by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, first of all, it will open a little bit and you will know, wow, that's what Krishna consciousness is. That's what Krishna means. Wow, wonderful. Then you will see some qualities in Krishna, like his mercifulness to his devotees. You will experience that. And finally, Krishna will act for you, like the rose, which starts to smell all of a sudden. Ooh, good. So Krishna will come into your life. This is why Mahaprabhu said, chant Hare Krishna, and by doing so, you will attain all perfection. Always chant. There is no other prescription. Now, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur makes a comment to this verse, which will surprise and intrigue your thoughts. He says that when Mahaprabhu said chant japa, what type of japa did he mean? There are three types of japa. One is very loud, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then there is one which is soft, so that you can only hear it. And then there's mental japa, where you just think about and meditate about the mantra. When I was with Prabhupada, he often just, when I saw him chanting, he chanted very, very softly to himself. And sometimes when he was in conversations where someone just wanted to talk, Prabhupada chanted in his mind. You could hear the beats going. I saw that also. Now, in normal japa, of normal mantras, the mind chanting is considered to be the best because the maximum amount of concentration is there. But when it comes to chanting the holy names of Krishna, but then Upangsu japa, soft chanting, is considered to be the best. Because soft chanting brings two things into your practice. The sound vibration, but also, if you want to chant softly and chant the whole mantra, you have to concentrate. When you chant very loud, you can just switch on automatic pilot. You see this in the morning. When you do this, where you just go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Yama, Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. I've just in my mind edited 52 plus 52 and decided it's 104. I was thinking about something else, but I could chant very easily. So Upangsu chanting is what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said to be the way to chant japa. And in the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada writes, to chant japa means to chant a mantra just loud enough that you can hear it. I'm very much aware that in the Hare Krishna movement, many chant out loud, and this is technically called kirtan. What they do. I think that there is a reason why we have chanted loud, because we have general problems with concentrations as Westerners. But if you want to go to try this instruction of Prabhupada in the Nectar of Devotion and in Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, you can try, and you will find a great taste in this, because this is the very authorized way to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Yes. So, then Mahaprabhu said a little bit later, my dear devotees, I order you, five of you, sit down and chant the Hare Krishna mantra
in kirtan. This is how to do it. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hari. Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Namaha. Gopala Minaram Simadusudana. Gopala Minaram Simadusudana. Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohana. Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohana.
So Mahaprabhu said, accept the people of Bengal as his own and taught them like a father. Please chant the Hare Krishna mantra in a Nibandha way. Huh? He said this. Now, all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come once a year to visit him in Jagannath Puri. And it is very nicely described how Mahaprabhu came personally out to greet them, and had also his devotees come and greet his Bengal devotees, the Gaudiyas. He had made an arrangement that every devotee would first of all get some sandalwood on his body for cooling the hotness of the the journey, and then they would be garlanded. I think that's a very nice practice. If in the summertime we can do this, when devotees come, we should give them a garland and sandalwood and greet them. That is very nice. Or Prabhupada, he said we should greet devotees by giving them prasadam. You know, when they come, here, some prasadam. And then they would start the kirtan, and they would go into Puri, and they usually would take a bath first in the Markandeya Sarovara, where they would bath. And when they would bath, there was still kirtan going on the banks of the Sarovara. But then the devotees would start to splash each other lovingly. And one time, Advaitacharya was building a team, splash team, with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the pandit of Maharaj Prataparudra, but he would splash Advaitacharya, and Advaitacharya would splash, hee hee hee, that is a little strong for the eyes. And he would get red eyes from splashing, and they would laugh, exactly like little children would laugh. So one devotee who stood at the bank of the Markandeya Sarovara said, these are such old, dignified persons, and they just play around like children. Another devotee would say, that's the effect of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu's effect comes, then everything turns around and is the opposite way. We know when Krishna plays his flute, the moving water becomes still, right? The river doesn't walk any longer, flow any longer. Krishna herds his cows over the river who walk on top of the river water, which is an ecstasy. And so that's a moving thing which becomes still. And a still thing, like a mountain, when they hear the effect of Krishna's flute, starts to flow like a river, melt. Our Mataji is surprised. This is Krishna's effect. everything turns the opposite way. That means if you were sad, you become happy. And if you were happy, you cry tears of love. It's the... When Krishna comes in your heart, there's always a total revolution. You can't stay the same. It won't be the same. When Krishna is in the heart, new life starts. Hare Krishna. So, the Bengal devotees would stay with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for a whole month each year. That is during the Ratha Yatra period. And I think, no, 4 months. 4 months. Is it 4 months, isn't it? 4 months. Not 1 month. 4 months they would stay. But at the end, they had to say goodbye and go back to Bengal. They had their families, their fields, their houses, and so on. And Mahaprabhu wanted them to stay there. So he had always a little goodbye saying festival. And he would say to the devotees, on one hand, you go through so much hardship to see me each year in Puri. But on the other hand, I cannot forbid you to come here. My heart always yearns for your blissful association. And then he said with so much affection, as a sannyasi, I have no money. How will I ever repay my debt to you for your favors? I can only give you one thing, that's my body. You may sell it in the marketplace, it's yours. When the devotees heard these loving words, I love you so much that I'm your property, then they started to shed incessant tears, and they stayed for 5 to 7 more days. They just couldn't bring themselves to leave Puri and go to Navadvipa. The Lord, says Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, had everyone bound by his mercy. Just like a wooden doll dances to the will of the puppeteer, everything is accomplished by the will of the Lord. Prabhupada actually says this is the definition of Krishna consciousness, to understand that everything and everyone is moving by the will of Krishna. The example here, the analogy is a doll cannot move until someone moves the strings. So a devotee will say, I can't move without Krishna moving me. Krishna enters into me as the pranas, the life force, and moves me according to his sweet will. Now, my dear devotees, I would like to come to the end and ask you a question. When you hear this, should you feel a holy event, a holy envy towards the Bengalis? Do we have a Bengali amongst us? No, I know Ram is from Sri Rangam. No Bengalis? They have already gone, the Bengalis. They came from London. A Bengali delegation came. In the verse it says, Mahaprabhu accepted the people of Bengal as his own. It doesn't speak of the people of Germany or the people of Andhra Pradesh. It says the people of Bengal and taught them like a father. Should we be envious towards the Bengali? My dear devotees, this is an example of a principle. The principle is, in the way, yeya tamang prapatyante, in the way, in the degree you surrender to Krishna, Krishna responds to you. If you surrender a little, Krishna comes a little towards you. If you surrender a lot, Krishna comes a lot towards you. That's a principle. Now the people of Bengal, especially his Navadvip people, they're just so much in love and so surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I always remember when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip gave that final stroke to the Navadvipvasis. They all were marching towards the Ganga to take their life. That's how much separation they felt, how intolerable they felt to be separated. And of course, if someone feels so much bound to God, God feels so much bound, or to an equal degree bound to his devotee. Do you understand now that this is a principle? It's not that Krishna Kripa, only the Bengalis are taken care of by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and accepted by him and instructed by like a loving father. If you or any one of us or our neighbor from the neighbor farm surrenders to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he will be accepted by Gauranga Mahaprabhu just like that, because it's a principle. That Lord becomes subordinate to the desire of the devotee, so much so that he manifests in the particular form which the devotee thinks of him. That's the verse. So I want to end now. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip, he gave all his devotees a garland, a last garland. And our Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur tells us what that garland is indicating. He says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving the devotees a garland means something. In a garland you find two things, flowers and a string. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives you a blessing or a gift, you will also find two things, the holy names which are strung on the thread of love. Here's a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 440. Sedvare achandale kirtana sanchare nama prema malaganti paraila sangsare. Thus Mahaprabhu spread kirtan even among the untouchables. In other words, he blessed also the Germans who are considered untouchable. He wove a wreath of the holy name and prema with which he garlanded the entire material world. Wreath means a string. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the holy name, the flowers of the holy name, which are connected with love, loving chanting, or affectionate respect while you chant, or calling out like a child calls to the mother with love. Huh? This is the garland which Mahaprabhu gave all around the world. May I ask you a question? Are you garlanded? Do you have this gift? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur spoke about his institution, the Gaudiya Math, and he said, all the members of the Gaudiya Math are via this garland of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even in this present day. I wanted to quote this verse to you, that Mahaprabhu is not partial to the Bengalis only. That's not why the verse which we have read says, verse 5, it's a Bengali culture, and not for South India or not for South America or West America or North America or East America. It is for everyone. The Bengalis are singled out here because of their extraordinary surrender to Mahaprabhu at that time. Now Bengalis are Bengalis of the modern time. If you surrender to Mahaprabhu, you have this wonderful invitation. You can get that garland of Mahaprabhu and be garlanded. Hare Krishna.
Good. We have reached the natural conclusion of this presentation. I would so much like to go into a question and answer session with all of you. Let me see. I can answer exactly one question, so please allow me to see if there's a question. Gaurav, you were the only one, so you are getting that. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Yes.
I felt very much attracted by the idea of being in the spiritual world while still being in Germany. You were mentioning
Why do you want to be in Germany? No, I know what you mean to say. Yeah.
You were mentioning that for one who actually all the time speak about Krishna and his qualities, his pastimes, and this seems to be so difficult to do for at least for me. My devotee life, to be able to speak much more about the qualities, pastimes, and name of the Lord. So if you have any tips for me and for the devotee in general, how can we be able to more speak about Krishna in our personal interaction?
There is a very interesting verse in the Hari Bhakti Vilas about constant chanting. It's a little bit different than what you asked, but the principle I feel is the same. Constancy in making, in speaking about Krishna, you know, either chanting his names or talking directly about him. The verse says, this is possible for one who has worshipped for 100 births Lord Vasudev, to constantly chant. It comes, in other words, on a level of spiritual advancement. I don't think really there is a forceful method to do that. What you could do with your own strengths is you can see if you can find devotees who like to hear about Krishna and then talk with them about Krishna. Some devotees feel highly insecure, found out, when you talk about Krishna, they quickly want to do something else or go somewhere else because it's out of their normal talk, you know, and we humans are habitual people. We do what we are habituated to do, what we did yesterday and before yesterday. We do it always in the same way. That's how we define our comfort, our security, by the habits. It's a trügerisch, it's a deceptive comfort, but it is still there in the thought of the normal pure person. So I would suggest to find devotees who feel comfortable in talking about Krishna consciousness or philosophy. This is how the scriptures say. And if you are like a preacher, then you should take a compassion on these devotees, visit these devotees, and skillfully, without them feeling that you do something artificial, bring the discussion to Krishna. You know, skillfully bring it there. I have just heard this one thing from Kripa Moya. I was interested. What was it? Well, Kripa Moya said, and then you say what he said. In other words, start with those who like to speak about Krishna, and then be a preacher and enlighten people in Krishna consciousness. Go to others also who may not be used to talk about Krishna, but who. And then they will feel, and you will become a Sprachrohr for Krishna consciousness. Krishna will be very satisfied. And I have noticed in my preaching, I'm doing this now for 35 years, and I've noticed if there is anyone I don't think there are many people who have benefited from me, but I know there's one person who has benefited
his name is Sachinandan Swami. that I noted. When you preach, it's really, you know, you are vibrating Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. If you wouldn't preach, you would vibrate cinema, 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 or whatever. I don't know, you know, cars, 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 clocks, 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 computers, computers, computers. I know the Matajis always like to talk about the men, especially the unmarried. Talk, 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 talk. And the men like usually to talk about clocks and wristwatches and computers. Computers now. And now from 50 years, your health is a big subject also. Have you noticed? This now in the ISKCON culture, there are always a few questions when you don't know how to start a conversation. It used to be, where do you come from? When have you arrived? And nowadays it's, how's your health, Maharaj? And I noticed it's a culture of a group, of a sociologically defined group. And now health is the issue here because we are over 50. I will soon say, I have another subject matter than even health. It's Krishna. What do you think about that? I know some would, you know, be very enthusiastic. Most of them. I think they would. I think we should start this, Vijay. You are traveling all over the world, and then these typical questions, where are you coming from? Since when are you here? You know, you say, I have an interesting new subject matter. It's about Krishna. I was at that farm, and at that farm, the newest scandal happened. The Lord, I mean, the children really played. What children? Child abuse? Tell me all about it. It's even more tough. They played the Nrsimha Leela. And you know, there's this scene, do you remember? And boom, you're in the Nrsimha Leela, and then you explain how they took on the pavitra out of the shirt of the little child. I thought that was wild. I'm not clear what I say. What I want to say is, yes, try to bring the discussion to Krishna consciousness, but don't do it in an artificial way. That's the art, you know. So that happens when you think of Krishna Gaurahari. Then you can talk about Krishna. Then it's not artificial. If you don't think about Krishna, then you think, my God, is this, it's necessary to talk about Krishna. And you start talking about Krishna, it might be artificial. So, Hare Krishna, I want to end here. I thank you very much. Tomorrow, I am hearing, is Sunday, of course. And we will have the Gauranga Katha at which time? Instead of the morning lecture, the morning lecture will be a Gauranga discussion. Yeah? So, I thank you very much. Please spend the time wisely, which you still have. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gonitai ki, Go Premanandi Adi Adi Bo. Hare Krishna. If two devotees just, is Philip here? Philip from Zagreb and Banu Nandini, I think I saw you. If you can just please come. Hare Krishna Bhakta Priyati. Das war das Kindertheater, wo ich darauf angesprochen hatte. Da hatten die das normale Kindertheater gespielt. Plötzlich holt der Nrsimha-Darsteller diese den